Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening on this Friday night. And we've got Larry down there in the Southland on his phone. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Kind of an interesting week with all the hearings and the lies that were told. I mean, I'll tell you what, and now we got in a report, they're leaking this report that's supposed to be out on the 9th, and they're talking about how there was no bias, there was none of this, none of that. I want to get into that. Folks, if you really thought that they were going to deep six any deep state operatives, you were being fooled. The report says, anyway, basically, that Comey's been exonerated. Brennan, or whatever his name is, Brennan and Clapper, basically have been exonerated. Comey, of course. Hillary's still out running around. You know, we were told a long time ago, even by QAnon, deep state, theoretically, that all these people were going to go to prison. Doesn't sound it to me. Anyway, before we get rolling, I wanted to bring a few scriptures to light here. John 5:38-40, and ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent him, ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them you think ye have eternal life. They are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that you might have life. Now, people should really do a word study on the word come to, or come. And it really means basically to appear, to come together, to meet, whatever you want to, however you want to phrase it, modern day lingo. And then we have another saying with the same meaning, and this is the condemnation, not multitudes of condemnations, one. This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, they are wrought in God. So let's gel this down real quick. It doesn't say believe in the light. It doesn't say have faith in the light. And when he said search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they're only a testimony, and you will not come to me. Who's Jesus? He's the light. So they won't come to Jesus. He'll do anything else. They will not pick up their cross. They will not enter the straight gate, and they will not walk the narrow way. They absolutely refuse it. It's not necessary. Well, here are two verses of Scripture that tell you it absolutely is necessary. And for the life of me, I've been fighting this fight for the last 28 years, and I cannot figure out how Christians who say they're Christians, and even remnant Christians, who claim they stand on every word that God has spoken, redact 90% of it, and won't believe it, won't do it, and yet They're Christians. No, they aren't. They're fakes. And I get called out on that a lot, but I really don't care. Jesus said to me, you tell the truth, and I'll handle the consequences. Well, the consequences have been very severe, actually, because it's the Christians who hate the truth. Secular world could care less about the truth. They don't care about the Bible at all. It doesn't mean a thing to them. The Christians, on the other hand, claim that they love the Bible and they love what it says and they love Jesus Christ. No, Jesus said, if you love me, you will do what I told you to do. You'll find that in John, by the way. So, please don't be emailing me and telling me you love the Lord, but you have no testimony of doing anything that Jesus Christ told you to do. See, what we have done now is we have made up a fake gospel, just exactly like Peter said everybody would, that they'd make up a fake gospel. It has no cross, has no straight gate, has no narrow way, has no death, has no revelation, and does not ever come to the light. Matthew chapter 7, where Jesus gives the most stern warning you'll ever find in the scriptures, and it applies directly to every Christian everywhere in the whole world, and has for the last 2,000 years. Get away from me. I know not who you are. I never experientially came to know you. Now, I got one question for you all. How could Jesus say he never knew a person if, in fact, they had come to him and come to the light and stood before the Lord, had their deeds reproved, and been accepted in rebirth, which is also, by the way, the word quickening. Look up the word quickening. It means to be co-joined together with Jesus Christ. How could you be co-joined with Jesus Christ? How could you be quickened? How could you be reborn? And he say, I don't know who you are. See, what you're dealing with is exactly what Peter told you you were going to be dealing with. You're dealing with fake preachers, teachers, evangelists. And all you got to do is go out there on the web and find out what their salvation gospel is. And I'll tell you what it is. Say a simple, sincere prayer, and you're written in the Lamb's Book of Life forever. It says nowhere in the Bible, anywhere. It's a made-up, fake gospel. It's a satanic gospel. Anyway, and this is why Jesus is so angry at the American Christians. And this is what he has to say about Babylon the Great. O thou that dwellest upon many waters, abundant in treasures, thine end is come, and the measure of thy covetousness. And the Lord of hosts has sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill thee with men as with caterpillars, and they shall lift up a shout against thee. You want to know why you got problems on the border? Read Jeremiah chapter 51. The Lord has sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill thee with men. Want to know why your borders are open on the south? Because God himself opened those borders. He does it through men. But this is what they've done. Lest your heart faint, and your fear for the rumor that shall be heard in the land. A rumor shall both come 1 year, and after that in another year, shall come a rumor and violence in the land, ruler against ruler. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Isn't that interesting? Now, I know people don't want to hear it. They don't want to believe America's Babylon. We get all kinds of comments, America's not Babylon. Yes, it is. Doesn't matter to me whether you believe it or don't believe it. It doesn't change the reality of America and who she is. And why do you think the borders are open? And why do you think we're having impeachment hearings in Washington, D.C. in total fulfillment of ruler against ruler? It's denial. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with the truth, just like the hearings and those witnesses. They weren't speaking the truth. They're liars. And what did Jesus tell us all about the last days? It's nothing but delusions and lies and deceptions. So here we are. Anyway, end of the rant.
Yeah.
Where do you want to start, Larry? You said you had a couple of Bible codes, one from Glazerson, very fascinating, which kind of confirms one on Trump as well, being innocent. Nobody's innocent, but relatively innocent, let's put it that way. What's the latest you've got?
Well, I was going to comment to what you just talked about in Jeremiah.
Yes.
You was talking about the two rumors in the land and then violence. Something come to me as, you know, we've talked about this for quite a few years, actually. You and I were talking
yes.
about and trying to figure out the rumors in the land, you know, for a long, long time. But we never came to the part where the violence in the land kicked in. You know, we years ago thought maybe Y2K was one of the rumors.
Yep.
And
yep.
then later down the road, we found out that a lot of data changes were made that may have prevented that from happening. And then, of course, we thought maybe another one was 2012 and all the cataclysms that never occurred. And so we really didn't know. But, you know, something struck me, Stuart, and I'd kind of like your opinion, because there appears to be two rumors. And then after that, violence in the land. And it just struck me suddenly, wonder if one of the great rumors, the first one, was the Russian collusion involving Trump. And wonder then, what is the second rumor? Because we know rumors are unproved fact. They're
yes.
not provable. The second one, Stuart, I begin to wonder, is the impeachment inquiry the second rumor in the land? If that's
well,
true.
Well, it certainly
if that's true, then we may be on the verge of violence in the land.
Which would go along with what a lot of the guys that are into this sort of thing have kind of warned us about, that there's going to be revolution in the land. In fact, I was reading an article where they think that, I don't know, 50, 60, 70% of the American people that were surveyed said they thought that we were headed for a revolution or violence in the land.
Yeah, I've got a couple.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to mention, I've got a couple of things I want to bring up that's really interesting and get your opinion. The first one I'll bring up is the situation in Israel. And, of course, we know that Netanyahu has been indicted, and they've also asked him to step down or resign. And, matter of fact, Debka Files report came out today, said Netanyahu indicted, refuses to resign or step down. Netanyahu warns that he will continue to lead the country in the face of an attempted coup by the law enforcement arm of Israel. And then, oddly enough, Rabbi Glazerson did a Torah code today, November the 2nd, and found in that Netanyahu is innocent, it said in the Torah code. And it also indicated that this would occur during the time of the Messiah. So I found that interesting. I wanted to read another one, though, that's kind of interesting also, Stuart, and get your opinion. Then we can go into the Rothman Torah Code.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking Israel news, and I'd mentioned this earlier to you today, had a really interesting report. And, of course, we know the Orthodox rabbis strictly go by the Torah only and the light of the Torah. But it says an Orthodox rabbi indicates now, and of course this is out of Jerusalem, Breaking Israel news, said that this rabbi now is claiming some enlightenment about the Trump impeachment hearings, and he is claiming that an angel of Esau is fuming with anger, and he gives he quotes Genesis 25:23, the Israel Bible, and then he makes a very telling comment because he's talking about Trump and what's going on in America with the impeachment hearings. And he says this, he says, a nation of two peoples, each struggling to rule. He said, but I'm not talking about people, but two kingdoms. So what do you think, Stuart? We may have two kingdoms that are struggling to see who's going to survive in America.
Yeah, and I guess you could say that we know from biblical prophecy, number one, America has to go down. I know people don't want to hear that. Doesn't make any difference. The prophecies are very, very blunt. We are going to suffer from a nuclear missile attack. We're going to go down. It's coming at a time when nobody expects it would come. There may be a whole lot more involved than just a missile attack, too. It might be some of God's angels that are involved in it. And Larry said a long time ago that when we went into Iraq, and I believe he's absolutely right, that we came under the Prince of Persia. Now, you may remember the story about the Prince of Persia and Daniel, and how Michael had to fight the Prince of Persia for 21 days in order to get through to Daniel, to give him the prophecies about Israel. Very, very fascinating that we may well be under the Prince of Persia because of our activities in Iraq. And we had no business being in Iraq, by the way. The Bible is very, very clear that Babylon and the CIA, must be the CIA or NSA, it's one of the big agencies. Probably Mossad and all of them are involved in this. But basically, we're the ones who go out and stir up all kinds of trouble and attempt to overthrow kingdom after kingdom after kingdom. Now, you may remember Wesley Clark, who was NATO commander, came to Washington, and he said that he was summoned down, I don't know, in one of the caverns underneath the Pentagon, and was told that the plan was to overthrow seven kingdoms in the Middle East. Now, because of the Club of Rome and the divisions of 10 bioregions in the world, those seven kingdoms would make up a bioregion in taking the Middle East. And we were to overthrow all those. No particular reason given other than the fact that I guess that's what America thinks it has the right to do. So it's all very, very interesting because here again, who are you involved with? Fallen angels, principalities and powers of the highest places. And I had a friend of mine who worked in Washington, and he said the occult forces and the angelic forces in Washington were absolutely thick. And, of course, I think it's very obvious now with what we're watching. But, yeah, Larry, I you know, these two kingdoms, it may be the right versus the left, or it may be the Arab worlds versus Babylon, because remember, it's the 10 kings that finally turn against us. And there have been a number of theories about who those 10 kings are. One of the best ones, I think, are the OPEC nations. There's 10 of them that control all the world oil prices. And that they evidently, for whatever reason, whatever we do over there, it infuriates the Arab world. And they decide that if they want to keep their way of life and they want to keep their belief structures, they don't have any choice but to take America out, and they do it. And we are history. And the Bible is very, very, very accurate when it comes to who we are, The descriptions are beyond any ability to refute them. There are over 140 parameters. And like I said before on this show, I have a list, and where you can go into the Bible and look it up for yourself, of those parameters that prove America is Babylon the Great. There is a difference between mystery Babylon and Babylon the Great. Mystery is the spiritual forces that rule over not only Babylon, but other nations as well. It's the Masonic forces. And Masonry is split up into all kinds of factions. Dick Romney is a perfect example of a... what does he belong to, Larry? Not Seventh-day Adventists. They're big in Utah.
Jehovah's Witness? Or
No.
Mormon.
Mormon. Yes, Mormonism. Mormonism is Masonry, folks. All you got to do is look at it and examine it. There have been people who have written a lot of reports and investigations on Mormonism. It basically is Masonry in disguise. And that's just one offshoot of many of mystery. These are the secret religious societies, or the secret, I guess you could call them just secret societies. Whether they're religious or not is immaterial. They are the ruling forces behind mystery Babylon. And but we're talking, when I talk about Babylon the Great, I'm talking about a nation. And those parameters, I wrote them up in a special report. It's not very long. All those parameters, and I don't know, there's over 140 of them. I didn't list all of them because some of them are duplicates. But there's no way you can refute it if you just read what it says. Some people say, well, it's Rome. Rome's on seven cities or seven hills. Well, so is it New York. The United Nations is in Babylon the Great. It rules over seven continents. Continents can also be called mountains and hills. You have to be very, very careful when you analyze scripture as to what is really going on. Some people say it's Israel or it's Jerusalem. It's not possible. Or Rome. Well, Rome is not even a seaport city. Rome lays inward. Get out a map and look at it. It's not Rome. Rome is part of mystery Babylon. London is part of mystery Babylon. New York City, Washington, part of mystery Babylon, the forces that are ruling this whole thing. But I agree with Larry, and that's an amazing Bible code, because it kind of infers the same thing, that we are, in fact, being ruled over by these fallen angels who are furious, and they incite all kinds of violence in the world, as we do ourselves. And remember, in Habakkuk, it says, Larry, that if you're going to stir up trouble, don't think that those you stirred up are not going to come and have a face-to-face with you. And that's where we're at. America has done this all over the world. And this is the end of Babylon. They decide they've had enough of us. They take us out. And we have no defense. We're going to get into the UFO thing, but Larry and I have talked about this before, where our missiles, and it's a well-known UFO report, where we fired off some test missiles, and they were disabled by UFOs. So we're not invincible, folks. The Lord can terminate our defense system instantly. And I believe from the Bible that's exactly what he does do. See, we're relying on our high technology. Bad, bad, bad mistake. Because God is sovereign. Sovereign over everything. And he can disable any tech system you have. And anyway, go ahead, Larry, with this, the rest of this.
Well, I was gonna mention also, you know, you brought up about the Prince of Persia and
that's laid out, particularly in the book of Daniel, very clearly. And
yes.
When we actually invaded, if you'll remember, you know, we were supposedly, quote, searching for weapons of mass destruction, unquote. And
right.
You remember, and I shared some of them with you. At one point in time, I had somebody that sent me photographs of mercenaries. Not, you know, I don't know who it was, but they were dressed like soldiers, but they weren't soldiers. They were Americans, though, and they were literally boxing up stuff that was taken down deep from tunnels under Babylon itself, you know, and some of those ancient buildings. Matter of fact, they dug stuff out from under what we would call the ziggurat. And I had photographs of, and I think I sent some of them to you maybe.
Yes, you did.
Where they were by helicopters were lifting that stuff off and taking it out of the country. And I got attacked after that happened, and I think I talked to you on the show about it. And my computer was wiped out and everything was taken. Maybe the NSA will send me that stuff back someday. But anyway, you know, I'm perfectly aware that that happened. And you know, what we're just finding out now with people like Russ Dizdar and L.A. Marzulli and others in digging into these ancient sites, they're finding out and verifying what you and I already knew, that the demonic is embedded a lot of times in artifacts and petroglyphs, writings, rocks. I mean, you know, anything you dig up that was ancient, it can have an embedded spirit in it. And, you know, matter of fact, we've got friends in Oklahoma, and you know who they are, but I'm not going to say who they are, that gave me a map, petroglyph-type map, that had a spirit embedded in it. And, you know, so this does happen. Well, look, what did we do? We brought all of that stuff to America. And so we don't even know what all we did bring when we brought that, because America didn't do it spiritually. They did it, like you said, you know, using our science or whatever, mechanics, our technology. And at the same time, you know, I shared with you that L.A. Marzulli recently reported that he had been visited and threatened when he brought out in his Watchers 10, I believe it was, series, and revealed the information on the giant of Kandahar. In other words, that Nephilim giant that they killed, that our military killed, and they brought it back too, by the way, not knowing what spirits might be in that body. They brought it back by our technology, and we're finding all kind of stuff. It's incredible, but I do believe that Prince of Persia, and you know, I got to thinking, Stuart, remember all of this was brought back during the latter years of Bush administration, and then we had 8 years of Obama to set up the Muslim Brotherhood and everybody and embed our entire military and intelligence structure with Muslims. Now, who would you believe the Prince of Persia would support? The Muslims, of course. Now, who would be the enemy of that? Anybody that believed in the Bible, Jesus Christ, God the Father, the Holy Spirit, where did this, and I'm beginning to connect maybe, Stuart, that this massive rage against Trump, who is number one, enlarging Israel behind the scenes and structuring Israel and protecting Israel and arming Israel, and not only that, Stuart, Trump is the very one that stuck his foot into Syria and stopped the bring down of all of those kingdoms and left the Assad kingdom still in place. And Jordan, I believe, was supposed to be the next one to fall. So, Trump, sent by God, messed up the Prince of Persia's plan. And I believe this outrage against him is a spirit, and it could be the Prince of Persia.
I think it has to be a spirit, Larry, because when you really look at this, I was reading an article today, 70% of the American people have made up their mind and will not be moved by any facts that are presented. That's a domestic. That has nothing to do with reason, logic, or facts. It doesn't matter. Absolutely. It's a domestic, like we have talked about for a long time. What we're watching here is a national domestic, and the Bible says clearly, the Lord does, A divided house cannot stand. And that's where we are. America cannot stand. It has to go down. And it's going to go down. And I know people don't want to hear that. And they think, well, with Trump, he's going to save America. He's going to bring it all back. No, he isn't. He can't. He's not going to be allowed to. It doesn't matter if he wants to or doesn't want to or whoever. The prophets are going to be fulfilled. The prophecies are all going to be fulfilled right down to the last dot. And the prophecies against the United States are utter destruction. And we said at the very beginning, Cyrus is a type of a person who supported Israel. He's also judgment. And it remains to be seen. Now, I was listening to this IG report or whatever, and the leaks that are coming out of it. There, in my book, I'll be amazed, and I hope I'm totally wrong, that they're going to do anything to any deep state operative. As I've said before, Comey did what he did to Hillary Clinton because he was ordered to do that because they wanted Trump in. They didn't want Hillary in. She even said so. They will not let me be president. She said that more than once, right on TV. They. She didn't define who they were. We know who they are. Her handlers. Deep state. They wanted Trump. It's good for us that we got Trump. It delayed everything for a while. And like Dan said the other night on our program, he said, well, gave people a little more time to repent, but I haven't heard the word repent anywhere. So I don't know if that extra time meant anything or not. But here we are. And when you really look at what's going on around us, nothing is being done about surveillance. They just passed the Patriot Act, by the way. NDAA is still in full force. FEMA camps are still operating. All parts of this system are gaining ground for the new world order. Trump may give an order like he just did for a naval SEAL. And what does a Navy admiral do? Oh, we're not going to do that. It's totally out of control. This Vidman who came in and testified before, you can't do that. You flat cannot do that in the military.
And Ropman's
if
got
you
a new
even
coat
criticize
on that guy,
a sergeant. What? Say again, Larry?
I said, you mentioned Alexander Vidman, that
yes.
Colonel. Ropman's got a new matrix on him now.
Yeah, let's get into that.
Okay, I'll read real quick the first one, and we won't comment on it. We'll go to the second matrix because that's the newest one. Barry Ropman ran a Torah code on November the 20th, and he called it Leaker, Whistleblower, Ceramella, Vindman, and Rudy. And number one, Ceramella. Matter of fact, that's the name you're not supposed to say on social media or any media in the country, or they're going to cut your head off, more or less. But I'll say it again, CIA Ramella, number two, Rudy, number three, Vindman, number four, Leaker, number five, do not utter a false report, number six, murmured against, number seven, panic, number eight, president, number nine, Russian, number 10, I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than they. And that's basically where Barry Ropman said, made the comment, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman is the leaker to the whistleblower CIA Mella, who is likely in panic because they murmured false reports about the president to Congress. Now, Barry Ropman turned around and ran a matrix number two, and it's got 10 in it. And this is very interesting because Ropman comments after this second matrix, he says, is Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman a Russian double agent? Question mark. And, of course, we already know that Vindman and his brother both was born and raised in the Ukraine, and they're both in our military in the Pentagon, I believe. But here it is. Number one, CIA Ramella again. Number two, Vindman. Number three, do not utter a false report. Number 4, leaker. Number 5, Russian. Number 6, agent. Number 7, Kiev. That's Ukraine, by the way.
Right.
Number 8,
yep.
panic. Number 9, president. Number 10, murmured against. What do you think, Stuart? It concerns Barry.
Yeah, no, I think what we're being told is exactly. I was listening to Glenn Beck the other night. I flipped onto his channel. I don't know what time it was, 11 o'clock, whenever. But he has done a tremendous amount of work on what's really going on in Ukraine. And Soros and Dr. Hill, she said that anybody who questions Soros is an anti-Semitic. They're trying to protect Soros. Why? Well, because according to what papers and documents that Glenn Beck showed on TV, basically, George Soros owns Ukraine. Now, you might know that the something else happened. They just recently, under the new president, signed a bill that allows, I guess, foreigners to buy up property in Ukraine. Well, guess who's going to buy up all the property and invest at least $1 billion, if not more? George Soros. They're going, and what's he going to buy up? Agricultural land. This guy is evil to the core. He's committing high treason, and he's getting away with it. Nobody's going to stop him. They aren't going to stop any of these people, folks. You're being played like a fiddle. All of this stuff, when I watched those hearings, even the Republicans did not ask any very key questions at all. I thought they did a, everybody was saying, oh, what a wonderful job they did. Not really. I mean, it's all play. The key questions will never be asked, because if they asked them and they got the answers, there would be a revolution in the United States overnight. If the American people ever figured out what was being done to them, I would say that Washington would be in a bad, bad shape. I wouldn't want to be a congressman. I wouldn't want to be a senator. I wouldn't want to be in the executive departments. I wouldn't want to be a Supreme Court. I wouldn't want to have anything to do with Washington. That place is infiltrated, and unfortunately, our state governments have been infiltrated. Our universities have been infiltrated. Our high schools have been infiltrated. They have done their job. They have done it very, very well. You have to give credit where credit's due. And the enemy, the communists, have done their job, and they have done it very, very well. And the American people sat back, twiddled their thumbs, ate their brats, and now very soon the hammer is coming down on them with a fury that they would never, ever believe could happen. But we've had some gentle pokes with earth changes, but we have seen absolutely nothing compared with what's coming. Nothing at all. And it's just too bad. Anyway, fascinating stuff, Larry, because now, didn't you say that Glazerson also found that Netanyahu was innocent?
Yeah, he was. He went into the Torah codes, and he did that today, November the 22nd, because Netanyahu's been indicted, officially indicted, and they're asking him to step down and remove himself from the governor or the prime ministership, you know, in the government. And
mm-hmm.
he's refusing, and Glazerson said that he ran a Torah code, and the Torah code indicates Netanyahu is innocent, and said that this is a sign that this would happen in the time of the Messiah. And, you know, you mentioned earlier, what's ironic that goes along with this a little bit, is the Torah codes out of Israel, and, you know, you said you haven't heard that word repentance in a long time. Well, we have. But they've been coming from the rabbis and the Torah code researchers out of Israel. That's where the word repentance is coming from lately.
Not from the Christians.
Oh, no. No, no.
See, what has happened, folks, is the Christian so-called theologians have declared that repentance is a work, and we are saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. And they have really confused the word works as to what it really is and what it is not. And all you got to do is get into the Bible and you will find that works are always defined as an attempt by humanity or any person to justify themselves before the Lord by their works. You can't do it that way. Salvation is not based upon that. So anyway, I don't want to get into grace and faith and works. That's about a 5 or 6 hour dissertation on what it's all about. But okay, we got that out of the way. I wanted to bring up some of these UFO sightings. I want to go through a list, Larry, and then we can get into the latest ones you know about. This is from MUFON, and I found this very interesting. Last week, there were 60 reported sightings. Last month, there were 311 reported sightings. Last year, there were 5,146 reported sightings. In all time, they have recorded, since MUFON's been around, 99,324 sightings. These are the reported ones. They have to understand that most people who see these things do not report them. And that also goes with flight crews. And I was a professional pilot for many, many years, flying the latest jets. You do not report those things if you want your job, because you'll be singled out and ridiculed. Doesn't matter how many people in the cockpit saw it, flight engineer, co-pilot, first officer, whatever. If you report it, you're singled out. So people don't, pilots don't report it. And they're more apt to see things than anybody else because of the nature of what they do. But anyway, here's a small list. Ohio witnesses see shiny triangular object. Vermont, tic-tac-shaped UFO. Colorado witness describes round object in the sky. Michigan couple, close encounter in a Manistee National Forest. Colorado witness describes low-flying saucer. Boomerang-shaped UFO reported over Texas. Texas witness videotapes triangular-shaped UFO. Triangular UFO reported in Portuguese skies. We got some new ones here. Larry, you want to give us an update on what you've got?
Well, I was going to mention, I also sent you a report today on a woman that was abducted.
Yes, I got it.
From amongst her family, and she's never came back. And that reminded me of that experience I had that time where I saw a circular UFO. You know, I was in the spirit and was taken in the spirit to this UFO because I'd been praying about a movie called Encounters of a Third Kind, I believe it was, that was really spooky, where this little child, this kid, was taken out of the family and never came back, never found again, vanished. And anyway, you know, I was shown that a lot of these captives have taken to Mars, you know.
Yes.
But anyway, nobody would believe that. But yeah, I was going to mention, I also sent you a very unique Florida Marquis. And matter of fact, we've talked about Florida Marquis before, and he's always looking into stuff that they're just literally, you know, taking him down right and left. They don't want the news out. But I sent you one from a location just south of Augusto Perez in Florida, south of Jacksonville, and very unique. You saw it. What did you think? That was one where UFOs were flying above the water. It looked like underwater UFOs were going underwater in movement. They cast shadows and, you know, different ones. Wasn't that unique?
Yep. Very. And it makes you wonder what exactly is going on. Of course, folks, we have, I remember in the X-Files, and Mulder had been captured by Air Force. Triangular-shaped UFO. And anyway, he escapes, and he's at the end of the movie. One of the deep state guys he's talking to one of the deep state guys, and he says, "They're here, aren't they?" and the deep state guy says they've been here for a long, long time. And they have. Folks, we're not alone. The Bible tells us all about these people. It's in Genesis. The arrival in Revelation, Thessalonians, the strong delusion, the apex of the strong delusion, which has its foundations in evolution, is the arrival. It happened in back way back in Genesis. If you go back into the book of Enoch, which gives you a lot of details about, they were shapeshifters. They appeared in many different forms. Well, why would they do that? Well, evolution. They were raised in different planetary systems and different environments. You've heard the story about, what do they call that, Larry, when they're modifying the atmosphere?
Geoengineering.
Geoengineering, yes, and they're modifying it because of the new race that's coming. It's a crossbreed between humans and aliens. It has to do with the Twin Towers and taking down the Twin Towers, the double helix. Then the DNA is shifted. And what do we have now? Our one World Trade Center. I don't know if you ever watched the movie Back to the Future. But in Back to the Future, it was very, very interesting. Because when Marty left in the time machine, he left at Twin Pines Mall. When he got back, it was Lone Pine Mall. Twin Towers, now just one. Hybrid. This is what this is all about. This is what Satan is doing. You and I and our double helix has to go. We have to be liquidated. Anyway, getting off on a tangent. What was the other one you had, Larry?
Well, the other one is really interesting, and I posted that some of that data today on my blog. It begins with Hal Turner and his alert, an incident in the South China Sea, and his update alert, radiation detected. And he said oceanographic instruments monitoring large undersea explosion depth of 50 meters with an underwater shock wave suspected between 10 and 20 kilotons of explosion, not an earthquake. And then he had an update, and on my blog today it showed a map, radiation right now detected at the shore monitoring post around the South China Sea. And that's a few days ago, you know, and we've known that. We haven't been able to confirm the information, but I did see data today where more ships are in the South China Sea, more U.S. destroyers, and the Chinese have a lot of them out there. But what came across, and I think I sent you even an update version, you know, Ian sent you an email and me one this morning. He and a military guy and a number of witnesses watched over the Philippines as at least 40 or more UFO, unidentified flying objects, crossed the airspace and were going toward China or the South China Sea, or, as Ian surmised, possibly right in the direction of this nuclear explosion underwater. And if you remember, there's been reports and hints that anytime there's a nuclear explosion or an incident like that, these UFOs are drawn to it for some reason. But Ian said clearly, and I think you've got copies of what I showed you.
Yes.
He said clearly that there was at least 40 of them or more. They were going in a line. You could see them very clearly, and he said they were not planes. His first thought was, uh-oh, has China done something, and is this a U.S. response? But then he said no, because he had a military guy there with him, and he said they're not airplanes and they're not missiles. They were just simply unidentified flying objects of some kind, possibly like saucers or orbs. So this is a whole fleet of them, Stuart. And here we've got Ian, a pastor in the Philippines, a military guy with him, and people on the know. And this is all blackballed. You don't get this information. But what do you think? What's your opinion? This is a real oddity.
Well, I'm curious whether this was, remember the Russian sub that had a big I don't know if you call it an explosion, fire, what it was, and they kind of hush-hushed that. You don't suppose China was experimenting with a hydrogen or a nuclear bomb under the ocean, or maybe was experimenting firing a missile, and it blew up?
Well, I was thinking, Stuart, at the same time you mentioned that, you know, yeah, I do remember the movie. They made a movie from that, actually. It was a nuclear sub, a Russian nuclear sub. But
yes.
You remember the other day that, you know, a few months ago they had this strange nuclear explosion in Russia, and
yes.
Scientists were killed. And matter of fact, oddly enough, today, Stuart, Putin was presenting medals to the dead scientists, the nuclear scientists. So there was something there, and right after that, remember, some of our embassy people got too close, and they arrested them in Russia? This is weird what's going on, but, you know, we don't know because information like this is in the dark. I mean, you just simply, you can't confirm this kind of stuff, but something may have happened, and you know, you remember the movie, I sent you a copy of it, Hunter Killer? And
yes,
it makes
killer.
You wonder, was this something nuclear situation set off, maybe something between a Chinese nuclear sub and maybe an American nuclear sub? We don't know.
We'll never find out either.
Yeah, Stuart, all we know is there's a great movie show on in Washington, D.C. called The Trump Impeachment.
Yep, and it's all diversionary tactics because they're doing something else, and I guess we'll probably find out fairly quickly what else they were really up to, and they needed to divert our attention from it. I wanted to read something, though. We've talked about wolf werewolves and all that, and a lot of people think that these are, you know, fairly new. It's really not so. Here's a Wisconsin werewolf sighting in 1936. And he talks about, he said he was driving along Highway 18 just outside of Jefferson, Wisconsin, and he noticed someone evidently digging in a field on the side of the road. The site was a location where a Native American burial ground was believed to be. When Shackleman was his name, slowed down to get a better look, the man turned around and faced him. He said it was a hairy creature that stood on two legs, which Shackleman described as looking like a mix between an ape and a dog. The creature had the general shape of a large man. He said he drove off in a fright, basically. That was back in 1936. This is not new. People have been seeing these things. My point is, you're going to be seeing a lot more of them now, as Red Oak claimed, the veils are beginning to thin. And so don't be surprised when you see some really weird stuff. It's really going to start to happen. What Larry was talking about, too, Putin made a remark that this was a secret weapon that they were working on, a big weapon, kind of a death weapon, so to speak. Scientists killed in mystery radiological blast were developing unparalleled weapon, according to Putin himself. It has no equal in the world, according to Interfax news agency. What do you make of that, Larry? I mean, do we have any idea how far along they are in this stuff?
No, but we do know that Star Wars had a very unique wording in the films recently that it was called the Destroyer, or it was called the Death Star. And remember, Augusto had I think his name was Bob Fletcher, who said he was an insider, and he knew we already had a Death Star out there. So maybe Russia was working on something that's unparalleled. I mean, we're talking, Stuart, maybe either lasers or particle beam weapons. I mean, really advanced stuff.
Yeah, I think so. In fact, I've seen a photograph of what looks exactly like a Death Star that Augusto was talking about. And that reminds me back to our invasion into Iraq. Dr. Pella, I believe his name is, said that the reason we went in there was to try and capture a Stargate. Remember the movie Stargate? And we went in there to get one. I have a picture. It's an old picture. It's kind of done in the old brown. Of course, you can fake any of that stuff, but it certainly doesn't look faked. Of a guy, an older fellow, standing beside a Stargate. Now, in that movie, the way they had it designed paralleled what this guy was standing beside. I'm not so sure this was all made up. I think they have actually found these things, and now they're going to have to figure out frequency-wise how they get opened. And we got into that a little bit on frequency because there are these gates all over the world, basically, in which the shamans or the local priests have tales about how these were opened by frequencies. And wasn't it the golden mirror that they found embedded in a coal mine or wherever they got it from? That was opened by frequency, wasn't it?
Yeah, according to those, you know, the first one that came out was dealing with actually part of Abraham's family back then, descendants.
Yes.
But they also found another in a coffin of a woman embedded in coal. You know, I told you about that one.
Yes, that's right.
So that's actually two devices that appear to be computers that have images on them, photographs on them, and they can write, and they are operated, they're turned on and operated by frequencies, Stuart, probably more advanced than our iPhones, actually.
Yeah, it reminds me of, what was it, Solomon, who said there's nothing new under the sun?
Yeah.
That whatever was will be again. Folks, there's nothing new under the sun at all. We walk around with cell phones, they had cell phones. We have TVs, they had TVs. Everything we have, they had before. Civilizations come and go. Civilizations rise up, then they're destroyed. They start over again, back to the Stone Age, and then they develop again. We're coming up on the end of this global civilization. And I just wish Deep State and all those people, even Soros, would understand that they're in a matrix. They're in prison. If they don't do what Jesus Christ said to do, they're forever going to be locked into this matrix, only they go to a much lower frequency realm. But I guess you can't tell them that, like Daniel says. The wise will understand, but the wicked will never understand. And I guess it doesn't really matter how many thousands of verses of scripture you could point to and say, look, it's already been fulfilled. So if all of this has been fulfilled, what makes you think the rest of it won't be? What makes you think the rest of it isn't true? And it's just too bad to watch, Larry, to watch a nation like America going down the tubes and you can't stop it. And we all have loved ones that poo-poo it, roll their eyes, and on and on it goes. Anyway, got any last word? Burned
well,
up an hour pretty quick.
Yeah, I was just going to mention Fox News recently reported that Mars NASA photos of the 1970s, according to scientists, may have bugs in the images. And Barry Rothman, I got an email from Barry today. He's going to look more into that. He says the images are a little blurry, but they're very compelling.
Yeah, no, we've had life, in fact, not silent weapons for quite alternative three in that video that they produced and later said it was all fake, which it wasn't. But anyway, they've found life on Mars. That was way back in the 70s. They took I think it was a joint Russian-American situation where they went to Mars. It was on a secret program. And they videotaped something moving on the ground. And the work I did on Tithonia, it's obvious that there was life there. major life forms, intelligent life forms, by the way. We'll get into that maybe on our next show or down the road. Anyway, folks, thanks for tuning in and listening. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And we'll see you all, if the Lord is willing, next week. Anyway, take care, heads up, and your redemption draweth nigh. Thanks a lot again. Take care.